listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
It is the third and final hour of Miller and Moulton on this final Friday of May, at least in Lake City and surrounding areas, Tampa, St. Pete, Port Charlotte, and Venice. We're just halfway home in the 239. Miller and Moulton, the Florida Sports Network, floridasportsnetwork.com. By the way, Alejandro Solana, pre and post on the Heat Radio Network, joins us 1 hour from now at the top of the bonus hour. So there, for those of you along the network who don't get the bonus hour, well, and there's a few apps, you know, website, that sort of deal. Take it in, or you can just download it after the fact at floridasportsnetwork.com. Mark, I'm big into game shows. You know that.
Yes.
So how about if we play the game show? I'm the host. You are the customer that continues to win, and you've been on now for weeks. What conference would you rather be in?
Ooh, wish we had some. Wish we had some music for this.
First off, I'm going to go a little, you know, off the reservation, as they say. If you're Missouri and you had a choice between staying in the SEC or going to the Big Ten, where would you rather go?
The Big Ten.
Okay, so you'd rather move if you're Missouri.
Yes. Okay. I don't think that'll ever happen in a million years, but I think we've talked about this. Missouri would rather be in the Big Ten.
Okay, I don't disagree, by the way. I think, put it this way, if the Big Ten picked up the phone, let's just say this whole Pac-12 ACC, they're falling apart, and teams are there for the taking. Because if you're the SEC, you have to replace Missouri. You grab Missouri because you were grabbing Texas A&M and you wanted to keep it an even number, and Missouri was available, and at the time, and St. Louis was the top 30 television market. Well, you know, Missouri has added virtually nothing to the conference. A&M's added something. I mean, the first 2 years they were in the conference, they had this Johnny Manziel guy at quarterback. That was kind of a BFD. Haven't added as much maybe as you'd like to think they would have added over the time, but still, I mean, they add something, and they really got you into Texas, and that's helped recruiting and the whole deal. But I ask because if you're the Big Ten and you call up Greg Sankey and you go, listen, if there's an ACC school out there that you would like more than Missouri, give me a call. I'll take Missouri off your hands.
I know I'm not in the right seat to do this because you're hosting this game show and I am merely a contestant.
Well, you can ask a question of the host, though.
But, Mr. Host, if the Big Ten picked up the phone and called the SEC about Missouri, I would fire the new Big Ten commissioner because Missouri wouldn't be in the top eight of schools that I would want in my conference.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. If you're Kansas, by the way, if you're Kansas, would you rather be in the Big 12 or the SEC?
The SEC.
Okay. I mean, so strictly for money, even
yes.
Though, okay. I'm just asking. I mean, Kansas is very proud of their basketball. It's a basketball school. The Big 12 is a historically much better basketball conference. That's all. It's why I asked. Yes, you would make more money, the whole deal, but I'm just asking. Okay. If you're the Arizona schools, would you like to leave and join the Big 12, or would you like to make it work in the Pac-12?
That's, to me, the fascinating question, because I don't know what the Pac-12 has to offer right now. I don't know what adding San Diego State and whomever else they're going to try to add to get this back up to 12 really brings to a television deal. And I think Arizona could be competitive in the Big 12 right away, both Arizona schools. I think long-term, the Big 12.
But obviously, if you're Arizona, you're very much tied to California. I mean, you've gotten a lot of people to leave California, move to you. From a recruiting standpoint for all your programs, I mean, you just take I-10 right to Los Angeles. I mean, you just go. I mean, so now you're abandoning your base, so to speak. Now, you would go with your rival. I mean, Arizona State and Arizona, in theory, are going together. And I said the Arizona schools. So you would leave. You would give up on the Pac-12 because you could own the Pac-12 if you kept it together. I mean, you could. And remember, top six conference champions make the playoff. At least for 12 years.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, that wording is not going to change. 2024 through 2034, 35. So, I mean, if you keep the Pac-12 together and you're in it, I mean, you could win it. How many playoffs do you think you're making joining the Big 12? Never mind the whole basketball component. Life's going to be a lot harder in the Big 12 than the Pac-12. So you said Big 12. You can always change. Remember, it's a half-hour show. You can hit the buzzer. You can change it.
Right, and I'll always keep that right to change envelope that we have on this show to my right, but I'm not going to use it right now, David. I'm going to stay with the Big 12 because I think part of what you're saying is you could own the Pac-12 because you're convinced that Washington and Oregon are coming to the Big 10 in this game. I'm not as convinced as you are. And you're still going to, if you're competing with Washington and Oregon, who you lack behind financially in a lot of ways, particularly with Oregon, with the Big 12, who is it that you're scared of? Oklahoma and Texas are gone. Who is it that really you think's the hindrance in that conference from not taking it over?
Well, but remember, the upheaval may be happening with the Big 12 also. If you commit to the Big 12 first, you know, it's out there the next part of the game show. After the break, I'm going to name the ACC schools, if you know what I mean. So now the ACC schools could join the Big 12. Because we have not heard the SEC, by the way, there has not been one rumor, never mind report, that the SEC is interested in blank, 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 blank. I mean, have you heard anything?
Nope.
Nothing. I mean, Greg Sankey has, you know, said, well, we'll pay attention, see what's out there. But Greg Sankey, nobody from the, there's not one quote off the record, side of the mouth, unidentified, anonymous, nothing from anyone associated with the SEC saying they're interested in Florida State, Clemson, Miami, anybody else. So I ask you, if you're Florida State, ACC or Big 12? Because the SEC is obvious. But I'm going to assume for the sake of this game show, the SEC is not available to the ACC schools. So if you're going to blow up the ACC, you're blowing it up to go to the Big 12.
Philly, put that up as a poll question right now, if you don't mind. Because that to me is, I would love to know, 21,000 is our text line. And you guys were great yesterday with our little one game you could change, which there was, you know, a late one, people catching the podcast. The one we never had the whole show is a Braves fan wants that World Series back against the Twins.
The Twins. Yeah.
That was never said. And I'm like, yeah, it's, if I'm a Braves fan, I'd want that. That's the one I'd pick too. But I think it's a fascinating question, David, because Florida State financially in the ACC is limited. We know what we've talked about it at length on this show. If you follow this at all, you understand that they are locked into a contract until 2036.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now they've changed financially the money, but it's not going to be enough. The revenue differential they're doing is still going to leave them $30 million behind the Big Ten and the SEC on an annual basis.
Now, if you go to the Big 12, you're still going to be at least 20, if not more, behind the Big Two. But you have a chance to be 40 or 50 million behind annually if you stay in the ACC. Because ESPN has no incentive to open up the deal. Why? They'd only have to pay more money. Their only incentive would be to get out of the deal, which also right now would cause you problems because they're the ones that built the ACC network. So to lose them as a partner, in theory, loses the network. The only way ESPN is going to shutter that network is if they get the money back they spent on it.
And you go to the Big 12, you immediately lend so much credibility to what UCF's done. Do you want to do that? That's a fourth team in the in the mix in the state of Florida, that you could just pat them on the head and say it's the Big 12, it's not really as good of a conference, even though financially it will be?
I'm assuming the answer to this question is obvious. Miami, ACC, Big 10.
Big 10. Couldn't Miami, do it fast enough, by the way, if I was Miami.
Miami, ACC, Big 12.
Independent?
Well, really? You want to go that route?
I don't see Miami in the Big 12.
Now, I understand it, but, I mean, once again.
But they would probably go with, see, to the Big 12, would they be tied with, I mean, not tied with, but do you think they would go collectively with Florida State if it was a Big 12 thing?
Well, Florida State, I think, would love for them to come with them. Okay, but Miami's probably shooting for the Big 10. But we don't know how many, besides offering two more schools out west. And by the way, there are conflicting reports, whether it's going to be Washington, Oregon, or it's going to be Stanford or Cal. Now, here's the big one. By the way, you didn't answer that. Miami, ACC, Big 12. You said independent. You said Kevin Durant. Blake Griffin or Kevin
Love. I think
Kevin
Big
Durant.
12, because I think ultimately the way they are locked in money-wise with the ACC, I think you're screwed in the ACC. They're not going to get more money. The only way to get more money is for the Big 12 to get big enough where they're going to get attracted by two networks and get a better deal.
And now, of course, you know, the big one. You're Notre Dame. Big 10 or independent?
What's NBC? What are they going to offer?
Well, it's not just NBC.
No, I know. It's open for everyone. Who's going to offer the money? What network is going to offer the money? Is Notre Dame going to go streaming? Is Notre Dame going to do something completely different to stay independent? Are they going to go to Amazon for $50 million a year? Notre Dame would rather stay independent. Financially, it's the first time that I actually think they're in a bind.
That's why I asked the question. If you're Notre Dame, and there's a very good chance that if all hell breaks loose, this could very easily be the last time that Notre Dame has a chance to jump on the conference train.
Welcome back to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network.
21 minutes after the hour, final Friday of May, heading into Memorial Day weekend. You got plans? Just going to relax? Little beach, little pool, little golf action? Miller and Moulton, the Florida Sports Network, floridasportsnetwork.com. For those who take in our bonus hour, whether it be on the radio or online, Alejandro Solana, Heat pre and post, will join us at the top of the hour. The Heat, they're in a series now, boys. It's 3-2. Celtics doing what 90% of the teams down 3-0 have never been able to do. Force a game six. Talk to Alejandro about it. Top of the hour.
We put a poll question up. If you're Florida State and you only have two choices moving forward, what would you do? Jump to the Big 12 or stay in the ACC? Voting split early. You can text the show at 21,000 if you have a more lengthy answer than one of those two conferences. Would love to hear from you. And we bring this up because we feel that this could be a dilemma that's in front of Florida State sooner than later. The ACC is under contract, television contract through 2036, that's going to pay schools around $30 million. Yes, the ACC just did a different revenue sharing model based on performance. That will help, but it won't bridge the gap that exists between Florida State and schools in the SEC and the Big Ten. So what do they do? And where should they go? Or do they just stand pat in the ACC?
It does not seem to be a good option.
And it doesn't seem to be an option that anybody in the ACC wants. There's that Magnificent Seven as they're trying to figure out a way to get around the Grant of Rights deal. They need eight. As David pointed out earlier in the show, Louisville seems to be the obvious eighth choice if the university presidents are out soliciting other universities to find that eighth school to dissolve the conference.
By the way, if we have not talked about this, I don't think I've ever said this publicly. If I were the ACC commissioner, I would call up the seven who right now have not said they want to leave. And I would say, hey, do me a favor. Don't go anywhere. And let the other seven go. Let them go. Let them go. Trust me. I got this. And if you don't think I got this, I'll easily let you out. No questions asked. I'll let you out. And then I call up Notre Dame. And I say, okay, here's the game we're playing. We get 240 something million a year from ESPN. I'll give you 100 million of it. Guaranteed every year. Guaranteed. What do you say? Don't you think Notre Dame would join the ACC? They'd make $25 million a year more guaranteed than any other school in any other conference. But you got to join the ACC. But here's what I'm going to do. Right now, I only got seven teams. I'll grab UConn as an independent. I'm not asking just for football. They can stay in the Big East for basketball. I joined them. Now I got nine teams, eight conference games, which means Notre Dame, you can still schedule your Navy. You can still schedule your USC. And then you got two other games. Don't care. Honestly, don't care. I'll give you $100 million off the top. I turn around to the other seven schools and I go, by the way, I'm giving you the same amount of money now with Notre Dame than you're getting with the other seven. And by the way, by adding Notre Dame, guess what we get to do? We get to renegotiate our deals. They're going to go up. So Notre Dame's going to get their $100 million, and you're going to get more money to stay. And as for those other seven schools, they can go to blank. Get them out of here. What do you think of that phone call?
Fascinating, because the guts of the ACC would be gone, but it would add Notre Dame.
Yeah. I mean, we're assuming now Florida State, Clemson, Miami, Virginia, North Carolina, NC State.
And Va-Tech, right?
Va-Tech and Louisville. Gone.
Right.
See ya. You're left with Pitt, Duke, Wake, Georgia Tech, BC, Syracuse.
Hello.
No, but Louisville stays. Remember, Louisville stays.
You just let the seven go.
Right. Louisville stays. So I got Pitt, Louisville, Duke, Wake, Georgia Tech, BC, Syracuse. Also, think about how appealing this is to Notre Dame. Hold on a second. We get to play Pitt? We'd like to play Pitt. We've had a rivalry with Pitt. That works for us. Wait, Boston College? That's great. We have a rivalry with Boston College. You know, the whole Irish Catholic thing. That's awesome. Wait, Syracuse? We get to play Syracuse? Hell, we'll ask Syracuse every other year to move that game. Play it closer to New York City. That'll be I tell you, we'll ask Syracuse every other year to play that game at MetLife Stadium. That'll be fantastic. That's what I would do. I would say to Notre Dame, I'm giving you $100 million. Right off the top, first $100 million that comes in goes to you.
And ESPN would be thrilled.
ESPN would
thrilled.
Say,
well, thrilled for a couple of reasons. One, they wouldn't have to pony up any more money. And I know you're saying that renegotiate. If I'm ESPN and you do this, I'd say fine, but we're not renegotiating. We're going to keep the money because we don't have as much inventory. But what it does is it gives that ACC network the inventory they need, but with all of the other inventory that's coming from the SEC, it keeps ESPN's demand for SEC games down. They can do what they need to with ESPN, Deuce, and SEC Network.
And you got to figure, I mean, you know, Notre Dame is still a draw. That the four-letter network between ABC and ESPN and ESPN2 and what have you, that all of these schools, by the way, Pitt, Duke, Wake, Georgia Tech, BC, Syracuse, Louisville, well, hell, you know you're getting one game a year prominently displayed, which going forward, are you sure you're going to get one game prominently displayed? Hell no. And you get Notre Dame for all the other sports.
I love your bold moves.
First off, if you're Notre Dame, would you accept that?
I would if I were Notre Dame. I would in a heartbeat. I don't know if Notre Dame would because of the way they think of themselves. But one, you get to keep SC and Navy on your schedule, which is really important to Notre Dame. Two, you're getting more money.
I'm giving you four games of your schedule, whoever the heck you want. Don't care. I don't care. We're going to be 9 conference teams in football. Remember, by the way, now that you're joining a conference, see, as an independent, what can't you get if you're Notre Dame? You can't get a first-round bye. You can't be seeded 1, 2, 3, or 4 if you're an independent. You can be seeded 5 through 8 and get a home game, but you can't be seeded 1 through 4. Okay? You're in a conference now. And if you're Notre Dame, you're looking at that conference going, well, hell, man, we're going to win that conference 8 out of 10 years if we'll win it 10 out of 10 if we have our act together. That's a guaranteed spot in the playoff. $100 million.
Think about that.
More money than you make. Right now, by the way, you know what they're getting from NBC? $22 million. Now, they got other deals and what have you. But they ain't making half of what, if I'm the ACC, I'm offering you. Not half. And I'll offer it to you right off the top. And it saves the conference. And by the way, Florida State, Clemson, Miami, lose our number. You're dead to us.
Miller and Moulton. Wrapping up another edition of What Conference Would You Rather Be In? Right here on the Florida Sports Network.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network.
22 minutes before the hour. Final segment of the show in Lake City and surrounding areas, Tampa, St. Pete, Port Charlotte, and Venice. Bonus hour at the top of the hour in the 239 and available online apps, that whole thing. We'll be joined by the pre- and post-game radio hosts of the Miami Heat, Alejandro Solana. The Heat, they were supposed to be in the finals by now. They're hosting a Game 6 tomorrow night.
Hosting a Game 6 in which ESPN analytics give them a 29% chance of winning.
That means if they were to play this game 7 times, the Celtics would win 5 of the 7. You know, a little 71-29 split. That's how that goes.
What do the Heat do? Gabe Vincent, we talked about, missed game 5. He'll be back for game 6. I don't know exactly what that will mean for the Heat.
Well, when you ask what will the Heat do, besides play better, what can they do? I mean, it's not like they got a ton of options. The rotation is the rotation. Their guys are their guys. I mean, like, if even in the Celtics situation, Mark, like Grant Williams was buried for most of the first 2 rounds of the playoffs. I mean, there were people, at least with the Celtics, who were saying, hey, how come you're not playing this guy? I mean, is there anybody Miami's not playing right now that you could say to, you know, Spo, hey.
No.
Why don't you give this guy some minutes?
No, what did they put? What, Hightower got minutes last night? And people are going, what? Who?
I mean, He scored, hey, what, 15, hey, 16 points?
Haywood Highsmith.
Highsmith.
Yes. Right.
Sorry. That's how, I mean, much, that's how much, right, he's played, Felipe.
Once you see him in the game, it's like, oh yeah, boy. We're really missing Gabe right now.
And I think he was their leading or second leading scorer anyway. But, yeah, I mean, it's not like, you know, people are yelling at Spo. I mean, at least before, some people, three, were yelling, put Duncan Robinson in the game. You know, they don't even have that option anymore. Before he got hurt, it was, you know, why don't we give Oladipo some time? Now Oladipo's hurt, Robinson's playing.
Now all we've got to figure out is what Tyler Hero's going to wear to the games, and is Stan Van Gundy going to like it or not?
He might have to come back a little early, by the way.
If he, really? Could, he would.
If Gabe remains out, I mean, we're missing our starting point guard.
I'm sorry. What?
Who?
We're back to we.
Gabe Vincent.
We're
the Miami Heat are missing their starting, yes, point guard.
Yes. They are.
You abandoned them. You don't even have the jersey on today to start going we.
Oh, right. Because you're wearing a Kraken shirt.
Top one in the drawer, kid.
Top one in the drawer. Top one in the drawer, right here.
Unlike every other day where you figure out something Miami to bring. I didn't realize you had anything in the drawer that wasn't Miami, young man.
Like Jimmy Fallon's character from Fever Pitch.
I am very surprised Felipe doesn't at least have a Heat hat on. That I'm surprised.
I don't even own a Heat hat.
Really? Wow. Now that is shocking to me. That is shocking.
They don't wear hats now at basketball games.
Do you wear hats at all? But you wear hats.
Yeah, but they don't wear hats at basketball. I don't know. I have Marlins hats.
I'm sorry. Are you at a basketball game right now? I mean, that just, I'm surprised you're not wearing a Heat hat. I mean, come on. It's not like that mop is, you know, just displayed well between 6 and 10 a.m. I mean, that mop is a mess.
Oh, it's out of control right now, too.
Right.
I figured out he does this on purpose. Felipe has a little bit of that guy in him, and he only
Rebel?
Does it. Well, sure. Rebel, a little bit of a P word, because whenever he goes to see mom, he's avoided his parents for, he didn't even go see mom on Mother's Day. He went and worked at a basketball tournament. So now he's going to see mom for Memorial Day weekend, and the salad is a mess, and the mustache is at a length where you basically, before you even kiss your mother, she's going to say, get a haircut and shave. Am I at all wrong with that statement?
No, two for two, actually.
And I've noticed this has happened a lot when you go home. Like, you like to get your mom Felipe. A little upset from time to time.
Felipe, I'm just going to throw this out there as a suggestion. And I can understand if you wouldn't want to take fashion and hygiene advice from this 57-year-old guy. But take a picture of what you look like now. And then before you get to your mom's house, have them shave your mustache and give you a haircut. And you walk in the door and you say, now, here, mom, an hour ago, this is what I looked like. But because of you, I now look like this. Felipe, the whole weekend would be taken care of. Literally, whatever you wanted. Done.
It's not. Done. I'm not going to defend myself and say that it's not even that bad. But
right.
But so long as I keep the hat on, it's fine.
See, but you can't wear the hat inside.
And you can't wear the hat for the whole weekend.
Walk around your mom's and grandmom's house with a hat on.
We'll be outside for most of the weekend. So, you know, we just talked about it. Pools in the sun, Memorial Day weekend.
Felipe, I'm trying to get you in the good graces. I mean, you didn't spend Mother's Day with mom, for goodness sakes. This would make up for it. She would have forgotten about that. And by the way, she has not forgotten about that. Just going to give you a little advice. Okay. So she will quickly forget about that. She'll take care of the whole damn weekend. And dad will say, thanks for making your mom happy. Give you a little something to drive back across the alley with late Monday night.
Why are moms like that? I mean, I could solve world peace.
You mean loving?
Well, hold on. Because I could solve world peace. But so long as I have a mustache or whatever, she's like, I don't want to talk to you. Get away from me.
Yes.
Yeah, that just... Hey,
I could achieve the greatest achievement possible. Yet, if my hair is a little too long,
yep, hey, there's a price to be paid for loving you 100% of the time, 100% of your life. Because trust me, we're not always worth it. So I can understand why they have a list of things that they want. Listen, if you want this, you know, unconditional love thing all the damn time, all right, shave.
And cut your damn hair. It's nothing, yeah, nothing more than that.
I got to admit, when you think about it, one side of the ledger, unconditional love. The other side, shave and a haircut when you come home. Got to admit, I'm on mom's side.
Not asking for a lot there. That's for certain. We're not asking for a lot either. We have a poll question up. We were talking conference realignment. Florida State, where should they go? If given two choices, stay in the ACC or go to the Big 12, where would you go?
And we intentionally did not list the SEC as an option because we really have no evidence that it is. None whatsoever.
Early voting split.
Has the SEC said at all that they want, keyword, want to expand beyond Oklahoma and Texas? Have any of the other schools in the SEC said anything publicly in the last 2 years to say, well, you know, going to 20 might not be bad?
Because Big Ten university presidents have.
Yes.
In the last week.
And they are vetting schools and debating just how big they want to go and how many from out west they want to go. Are we going 4? Are we going 6?
And that's the arguments they're having.
I mean, they're trying to figure it out. Are we stopping at 20 or are we going to 24? That's basically what the Big Ten is deciding.
And how many conferences are there going forward and how relevant are they? And if you're in the ACC, particularly in that Magnificent Seven group, trying to find an 8 school, where is it that you're going to go?
The Magnificent Seven, once again, Florida State, Clemson, Miami, NC State, VaTech, and then the two teams that are constantly linked to going to the Big Ten, North Carolina and Virginia. I'm going to read the 5 schools not going to the Big Ten again. And you tell me, if you were the SEC, how many of those you would raise your hand and say, oh, I want them. And then if you're the SEC's broadcast partner, which beginning next year is ESPN and ESPN only, are you going to pay extra money for these schools? VaTech?
No.
NC State?
No.
Miami?
Yes.
Clemson?
No.
Really?
No.
Florida State?
No.
So you're saying if you're ESPN, the only school there you'd pay more money for is Miami?
Yes.
I'd pay more for Florida State. But, okay. Which is why we're not sure how many, if any, schools will be going to the SEC. I mean, it's a business decision. If you're the SEC, couldn't you wait this thing out? Let's just say the Big 12 goes crazy, Mark. The Big 12 is going to go to 20. Let's say the Big 10 is going to go to 20. If you're the SEC, couldn't you just hang tight at 16 for a while? I mean, you could always add schools, right?
100%. I mean, you just got Oklahoma and Texas. So if you're getting schools, they've got to be of that type of substance.
Yeah, there's no one you can add that's Oklahoma or Texas, unless the school's name's Notre Dame. And Notre Dame is never going to the SEC. And they're never going to the Big 12. If they're going anywhere, they would go Big 10 or ACC. It's because of academics and location and relationships.
So it leaves a gaping hole as this conference realignment happens of what happens to these ACC schools. Because everybody knows that's the conference that's getting pilfered next. To me, it's not the Pac-12. It's not. I'm not doing anything with any of the Pac-12 schools until I figure out what's going on with the ACC. If I'm the Big Ten, I stand pat at 16 unless I'm bringing ACC schools in. And obviously Notre Dame.
And I, And I think the Pac-12 is going to get pilfered first, because I think the threat of the lawsuit from the ACC is going to lead to just a little bit more of a pause. I actually think the Pac-12 gets raided before the football season starts. Now, these schools can't leave this year. That these schools will announce we're leaving in a year, and it'll be like, you know, it won't just be USC and UCLA playing a lame duck year in the Pac-12.
What do you do if you're Washington and Oregon, and let's just say Colorado, the Arizona schools in Utah, jump to the Big 12?
Yeah, then I don't care. I'm still, I got my whole focus on the Big Ten.
Yeah, but what if they don't want you? What do you do?
Well, then that's it.
I mean, that's I know what they want, but they have to have, you know, it takes two to tango here.
I understand, and it is true. A year from now, I could be left with me, Washington, Stanford, and Cal. Okay, or me, Washington, Stanford, Cal, Oregon State, and Washington State. Hello. Right. that's a problem. There's no doubt.
So if the Big Ten doesn't want you and you're Washington and Oregon, what do you do? Because you have been under the assumption that Washington and Oregon are going to the Big Ten.
I am. I'm just trying to figure out, are they at, see, I am absolutely convinced. I would bet a large amount of money. The money I lost on the Heat in game four, I would bet it on the Big Ten's going to add two more Pac-12 teams. It's just a matter of, are they adding Stanford and Cal, or are they adding Oregon and Washington? I believe they're adding Oregon and Washington. And what I'm curious about is, where are Stanford and Cal going to end up?
UCLA would be pulling hard in this for Stanford and Cal.
Right.
Hard. Like, and, on and their knees begging.
And remember, who makes these decisions? Not coaches and not athletic directors. University presidents make these decisions. Do you think Stanford is an impressive school to the people making these decisions? So that's what I'm curious about. If they only add two, there's a part of me, Mark, that goes, is Stanford really going to get left out? Or is two actually going to become four? And we're going to have six Western schools join the Big Ten, which takes them immediately to 20. At that point, they go, well, hell, we'll just add four from the East and go to 24. And still call ourselves the Big Ten.
Well, that's the key part there. Go from the Big Ten to a case of beer and still call yourself the same thing.
Right. Going to have damn near as many divisions as the NFL if we want, but whatever.
And I just don't see how the money comes in with these schools that the Big Ten wants.
Well, you know the Big Ten's looking at Phil Knight going, if you want it, you're going to have to pay for it, buddy.
Miller and Moulton. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, everyone down the network line. The 239, the bonus hour. Alejandro Solana is next on the Florida Sports Network.